Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. It's
style. It's not about the last hour was fun. I love the Hump Show. And as much as you will hear, some sports radio hosts commit the cardinal sin. This is what I consider to be the cardinal sin in sports talk radio. In fact, I shared this with my Syracuse students when I was teaching my class in April and early May. Never, ever, ever, ever. We are never, ever, 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 ever getting back together. Oh, I just quoted some Taylor Swift there. Are you proud?
That's fine.
Aaron Rodgers loves Taylor Swift. Do you think he's going to slide into her DMs?
That would be a move.
Wait, hold on. He might have a girlfriend, though.
He's got like a new one every 3 days, so.
This is not Blue of Earth anymore. This is the daughter of the owner of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, yeah,
right. Who actually lives in New York, I think.
He's been with her for a little bit now, right?
Well, I don't know if they're still together.
No.
He may be sliding into Taylor Swift's DMs. Do you think Taylor Swift would know who Aaron Rodgers is?
I think so. I think
that Are would you be sure? A, that would because be. His previous fiance did not know who he was. Remember, they got introduced at a party. All she really knew was that he played a sport. She had no idea what he did or who he was.
I think she would know Taylor being Taylor. I feel like she's probably seen that video of him at the concert.
Come on, man. How many videos do you think people send her of famous people dancing at her concerts?
Yeah, this one made the rounds, though.
I think she saw it. Are you kidding? Do you know the crazy furor around her concerts?
Yeah.
She's got far more famous people than Aaron Rodgers who are coming to her shows.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't know if she's seen it or not. Well, maybe she just doesn't want to see it. Maybe she doesn't care.
I don't know.
Maybe she cares more about the kids. It's all about the children.
I could see them being a couple, though, weirdly.
Ew.
I could.
No. Ew. No.
No?
No. I think this is just knowing what I do or what I've heard of each of them. I think their politics are not the same. Now, maybe for some people, that doesn't matter. But I think that they might be on opposite ends of the political spectrum, if you will.
Maybe they would attract.
Again, for some people, it doesn't matter as much, right? For some people, it's not a big deal if your politics are different. Do you know that Bob and I have never spoken about politics?
Really?
Yeah. Nope. We've never even talked about it.
Purposely, or it just hasn't come up?
We've talked about everything except for that, really, because it's not that we don't care. I am very passionate about what I believe when it comes to politics. I just don't talk about them on the air. And weirdly enough, it's never come up with us.
I guess that's good.
Should it come up with us before we get together?
It probably will eventually. Election year, you know, coming up soon.
Election year? By the time that rolls around, and actually in New Jersey, June is when we vote. It's late, I know, but we vote in June. So maybe I'll bring it up and see how that goes. It's not a deal breaker, right? Is it a deal breaker?
No.
No. Well, uh-oh. I might have to send the flowers back. I'm just kidding.
Keep the receipt.
I don't have the receipt. He is the one that sent the flowers with a little note. It was cute. But yeah, we haven't talked about politics, and we're not gonna. On the show, I mean, Bob and I suppose at some point we'll have to. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Whale videos, Ask Amy Anything, ranking your sports months in order. And I don't mind if you call up and tell me how you're ranking your sports months, but to preserve the drama, maybe do it backwards. Not like Jay did, where he started with his favorite month.
Right to it.
Right to it. You just cut to the chase.
No beating around the bush.
I like it. So Jay went with October, May, and February. If you answer on Twitter, Jay is retweeting them. So After Hours CBS is our show Twitter. Or you can send them to me. Either way, they'll get retweeted. The whale video is getting views. I love how you are dissecting it. The thing is, in today's age of AI, and not just AI, but computers that can put together, whether it's animation, whether it's backdrops and backgrounds and animals, space. We know space, a lot of movies that might take place in space, though they're not actually filmed in space, right? So a lot of what we see in movies is not authentic, which is why I'm a little skeptical of anything I see on the internet these days. So most of you, though, are with us. You think it's real for a variety of reasons. So check it out on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and send us your sports months in order. And if you want to drop a question for Ask Amy Anything, producer Jay is all ears. Here we are. It's nearly the end of May, just a few hours left in May, which is pretty cray. Oh, don't laugh at me. It only encourages me. It's the hump show. What can I tell you? Sometimes strange things come out of my mouth during the hump show. I don't think it's a major surprise internally that general manager Bob Myers is walking away from the Warriors. However, the owner, Joe Lacob, still doesn't understand why. He actually said that at the press conference on Tuesday. Bob tries to explain why he is leaving a gig in which they've reached six NBA finals in 11 seasons, in which they've won four championship rings, in which he not only has a successful track record, but an incredible partnership with the head coach, Steve Kerr, and he was offered a new deal that would pay him commensurate with the top general managers in the NBA. And yet, Bob Myers is leaving the Golden State Warriors.
This is tough. This is hard. I have, you know, so many different things, emotions, that I'm still processing. But the bottom line is this job, the one I'm in, and I would say this for any professional general manager or coach, requires complete engagement, complete effort, 1,000%. And if you can't do it, then you shouldn't do it. And so that's the answer to the question of why. I can't do that to our players. I can't do that to Joe and Peter. Really, I can't do it to myself. And that's a question I've been wrestling with. Appreciate your patience letting me make that decision, everybody in this room. You know, I've only known how to do things one way my whole life, is kind of all the way. And it doesn't feel right to do something when I can't give it everything. And that's what it takes to do what we've done over the last, for me, 12 years.
So Bob Myers walking away from the Warriors because he doesn't believe he can give it everything it deserves. And I can really empathize with what he's saying because I'm the same type of person and the same type of personality. When I do a job, especially one that I have a passion for, like this job, I give it everything I've got. And it can be all consuming. During football season, I have tried to warn Bob. He actually said, wait, Jay. He sent me a text today that said, I can't wait to watch football together, even though I'm not allowed to talk. I was like, wait, what? I never told you you couldn't talk. Where do you think he got that idea? Were we joking about it on the air that when we watch football together, does he know he's not allowed to talk?
Did I
accidentally say that? Or just I was joking about it and he took it literally because he cheats and listens to the show?
That's it, yeah.
Do you recall if I said that on the air about how Bob doesn't realize yet that when we watch football together, he's not allowed to talk?
It's definitely come up.
Oh, man. That's what I get for being a smart ass. Yeah, he sends me a text. I can't wait to watch football together, even though I'm not allowed to talk. I was like, oh, no. That's
no input.
Whoopsie. I got to be more careful what I say on the show. I mean, I guess I got to be monitoring.
You got an eavesdropper now.
Cheater. He's such a cheater.
Resourceful is what he is.
I actually wrote back and I was like, where'd you get that idea?
From you.
I know. I'm an idiot. Seriously, I got to be mindful of the fact that people don't always get my jokes. Maybe that was a long time ago. So, yes, when it comes to... Sorry. I completely derailed myself. But I'm talking about Bob Myers. The point is that I can understand what Bob means. Any job worth having is, especially one that you have a passion for. When it's your career, it's your passion, it's your desire, it's something that you've trained and you've worked for, and you feel as though you are intrinsically connected, intrinsically connected to not just the process, but the results. Well, yeah, then it takes a lot out of you. I say all the time that NFL season is all-consuming in our business because it requires 6.5 days a week, full 7 days a week if you want to. It's a lot. And he wants to spend more time with his family, and he doesn't believe that he can give it everything that it deserves. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. He actually tears up and has to check himself as he's talking about the Warriors fans and what they've meant to him.
To the fans, oh boy. I grew up a fan of the Warriors. I was like the 10-year-old kid up in the upper Oracle. I was telling the business side who I just met with that I'd get Warriors tickets for my birthday. And it was months in advance. This is when you actually got the hard tickets. You know, there's no digital tickets. So I'd kind of, my brother, my dad, and I would go. And I was born in 75, and that was the last championship. And to feel like I had helped give this fan base and this community, did my part, not perfectly, but as best I could, to get some more of those things. And Joe said it when he got hired, or not hired, Joe didn't get hired, when he bought the team. Yeah. We were going to have more of those. And I remember looking at that thinking, the Warriors aren't very, you know, how are you going to do that? And boy, did he do it. And it's crazy to see those four new ones up there and where the organization has come. But I'm so thankful. Part of me wishes I could have been a fan during it all, you know? I might have enjoyed it more, and I hate saying that, but I might have sitting up there in the upper deck or wherever I was sitting. But wow, the people that I see on the streets, the people I see in the airports, very kind fan base.
I know I just said this, but here I am identifying with Bob Myers again. I agree. When you don't work in this business, you might actually enjoy it more. And what he's saying is, I was one of those kids who used to sit upper deck of Oracle. Remember the former Warriors arena? It's considered the loudest arena in the NBA. And he said, I used to have paper tickets, and I got them for my birthday long before my birthday ever arrived because it was a big deal. And the Warriors hadn't won a championship in so long, and he got to be a part of it. But it's different when you work in the business. You're connected to it a different way. I tell people all the time, again, told my students, I tell producer Jay this, I tell other producers, the longer you work in the business, the more it dulls your fandom. The more it dulls, not your passion for sports, but the more you have to put yourself in a position where you need to be objective, right? You need to be able to cover, especially nationally, network radio, you have to be able to cover it all. So you can't be so attached to one team. But also sports is work. And you never see the games or events or athletes the same way after you start working this business. Because I'm constantly looking for storylines and angles and history and redemption and the cool footnotes and my opinions. Like, I'm constantly generating that when I'm watching games. So I don't enjoy them with that pure, unadulterated joy of just being able to watch as a fan. I've lost that. It's one of the prices of working in this business out for 25 years. I wouldn't trade it. But I barely recognize the girl that used to scream and yell at the TV because I don't do that anymore. I don't have that same connection to my teams. Even though I still have teams that I follow. Well, I follow them all. But I still have teams that I am emotionally connected to. But the emotions have changed. And that's what he's saying about the Warriors. Man, I almost wish I could have enjoyed these six NBA finals and four rings as a fan because, man, what a wild ride. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. There's more coming up with him on Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. Wait till you hear what he had to say about KD because he's the one who was responsible for luring KD and signing KD from Oklahoma City with Golden State. But Joe Lacob, what's next? At the general manager position, excuse me, for Golden State.
I'm not going to box myself in here, to be honest and open about this. We really just learned about this when you learned about it this morning. I mean, I was always hopeful that Bob would continue on, that somehow he was joking, but he wasn't.
Nope.
So, you know, obviously, I've thought about it. We've got some ideas. We'll make a decision as soon as we can, but I want to make sure that we make the right decision. And, you know, if it happens in a week, great. If it happens in a month, great. We'll make that decision as through a natural course, have the right process. I think we're preparing for the draft and free agency and all those things regardless, and we'll be ready.
Joe Lacob, one of the owners of the Golden State Warriors, there are reports out there that he is likely to give his son a more extensive role in the front office, and also Mike Dunleavy Jr., remember, who's done some coaching, but right now is the assistant GM. So there are a couple of options out there, but the Warriors won't be the same. I mean, he's the one who drafted Klay Thompson, drafted Draymond Green. Now, Steph Curry was already there, but both Klay and Draymond are part of his draft. Obviously, not every move they made worked out. Wasn't D'Angelo Russell there for a hot second? Plus the James Wiseman. And there are others. Can you think of others that did not pan out, Jay? I mean, the Harrison Barnes did until they decided to send him away. And they kind of wanted to revolve around Draymond Green.
Yeah, I feel like he just got more money elsewhere.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of pieces that have been in and out. But he's also been responsible for re-signing the core, too. And then the Andrew Wiggins, Gary Payton Jr., two keys in their most recent championship. So, yeah, his fingerprints are everywhere.
DeMarcus Cousins maybe won that didn't work out.
DeMarcus Cousins, boogie. That's boogie. But how about Kevon Looney drafted? I mean, he's had some pretty incredible pieces that have been put together for the four rings and the closest thing the NBA has to a dynasty right now. Let's quick talk to Tony, who's in Vancouver, Washington. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Pleasure talking to you, Amy. The Seattle Seahawks have just finished the compensation package for Russell Wilson, and what a haul they got. This is incredible what they've done. With the two first rounds they had last year, they rebuilt their offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
This year's first and second, they got ridiculous. I mean, they just picked up Smith and Jigba to go with Metcalf and Lockett, who are two burners.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got him working in the middle, and then they got Fant from Denver and the Russell Wilson deal, a 50-catch tight end. And basically, they rebuilt the Legion of Doom with this Witherspoon, best corner in college, a missile, to go with Woolen and Quandre Diggs and Jamal Adams, all pros. They re-signed Bobby Wagner, an all-pro.
So, in other words, you're saying that they got the best of the Russell Wilson deal.
I'm surprised Green Bay didn't try to pull something like this off with Rodgers. Then I think they basically gave him away for nothing.
Well, I'm not sure they had. I think they got enough for him, but they also understood the contract and that other than the Jets, there wasn't another taker.
Yeah, But, man, bro, this Seahawks team is going to be absolutely dangerous next year. Who are you going to take out? Who are you going to try to stop? They got Walker, a 1,000-yard rusher. They picked up another dual threat in Charbonneau. And Geno Smith, they're paying him like a starting quarterback. The year he had last year, I don't know how he can't be good with all the targets he's got to throw to.
You think they're paying him? Wait, hold on. You think they're paying him like a starting quarterback?
Well, yeah, they're paying him 30-something million a year, 34, 35.
Yeah, I mean, I think they got both parties got what they wanted.
Yeah, this is going to be a team to reckon with next year. Mm. That's what I think.
I think as long as Pete Carroll is the coach, they will be a force to be reckoned with. Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Amy. Nice talking to you. I listen to you every night. You're a pleasure. Make my day nice.
Oh, thanks, Tony. Good to keep you company. Okay. Thank you so much.
Very nice lady. Okay, bye.
Oh, bye. I mean, people say that when they don't know me. Jay doesn't say that anymore, but he does, in fact, hold my birthday presents hostage. Uh-huh.
Hmm.
What?
What?
All right, top three sports months. Rank them. You know how much we love to rank things as sports fans. Why? Why do we love to rank things so much? All right, I'm going to read a few of the ones that have come into our show Twitter or my Twitter. So either After Hours CBS or mine. This one comes from North Carolina and actually is different, which is why I like it. He says December for the college football rivalry games. I thought those were in November. I thought college football rivalries like Texas OU, but others. Anyway, whatever. I thought all the Alabama-Auburn, the Iron Bowl, isn't that November, the day after Thanksgiving or the Saturday after Thanksgiving? October, he says, is his number two. Baseball playoffs, start of the NBA, NFL is in full swing. And then June has Olympics, World Cups, and all the tennis you can imagine. All right, so that's a different one. December, October, June. Another tweet from S. Murray, April is his number one. Masters and the opening rounds of the hockey playoffs, September for football season, and then the rest of them after that. Wait, if you love football season, why not November or January or February? Let's see, another tweet, January, October, March, in that order. Stefan says June, September, March, and then Brandon goes with October, June, March. Interesting. I was not expecting so many Junes. Mario goes with February, March, December. December. Interesting. I mean, there's a lot of football going on in December. Plus, earlier in the month, you have college football's conference championships. You have plenty of college basketball. You certainly have the Christmas Day NBA affair, which is what a lot of people say the NBA season starts on Christmas. NHL is going on. But there's also holidays, and so I tend to take off more time in December than I do any other time.
Winter Classic, we're giving that to January.
Is it? It is January,
New Year's Day,
right?
Yeah.
By the way, Draymond Green spoke about Bob Myers. Not sure if you saw it on the Volume podcast. Don't you love that his podcast is called The Volume? Because of the volume that he brings.
He is loud.
He does bring a lot of volume. All right, so send your tweets, A-Law Radio, or your Facebook posts. Rank your top three sports months, okay? So that's on either social media, as well as your spot to Ask Amy Anything. So you can do that, too. And then the whale video. I'm amazed at the way you all are analyzing and breaking down. Are we about to go to pixels here? We're going to pixels on the whale video to see if there's a glitch. There's a glitch in the CGI. Thanks for hanging out with us. Let's see, coming up. Oh, incredible debut for one Texas Rangers reliever. Got people raving in the DFW.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
The finals are here, and the biggest assist is happening off the court. BetQL has the best sportsbook deals, bonus offers, and exclusive access to risk-free bets, giving you more bang for your basketball buck. Visit BetQL to unlock special offers and finish the season on a winning note. Whether you're riding with the Joker in Denver or playoff Jimmy in Miami, BetQL's bonus offers can be the alley to your sports betting oop. Go to BetQL.com/hoops to take advantage of these exclusive offers. That's BetQL.com/hoops.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hit ball into right, and that gets down for a base hit. In to score is Lowe. Garcia right behind him. For Jonah Heim, a two-run single into right. He's driven in runs every time up. Give him four on the night, and the Rangers now lead it 7-4.
3-2. Here it comes. Swing, and that one is hit high and deep to left field. Haas is back in the track. He turns, looks, out of here! A two-run home run for Josh Jung. And the Rangers lead 9-6.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Rangers Radio, the Texas Rangers are one of the hottest teams right now in Major League Baseball. And because of their offense, get this. When we're talking offense, run differential is a great way to gauge over the course of a season, right? They have a better run differential than any team in Major League Baseball. In fact, there are only two teams in all of the majors that have a run differential greater than 100. Theirs is plus 132, meaning they've scored 132 more runs than their opponents. So plus 132, the only other team with a plus triple digit run differential is the Rays, who are at plus 118. Not even the Dodgers are close to 100, and generally they bash the ball. Dodgers do lead the National League, but only at plus 61. Braves, plus 56. These are all division leaders. The Twins, plus 40. The difference between the top of the AOS and the bottom of the AOS, by the way, OMG. Again, Rangers best in baseball at plus 132. The Oakland A's worst in baseball and potentially worst in baseball history, minus 193. Oh my goodness. I'm going to actually have to Google that. Worst run differential in baseball history. And see if we can figure it out. Minus 193. That's your nerd alert. Because that could potentially be the worst offensive team in all of the sports history.
So officially, according to the Wikipedia, the worst... Yeah. The worst at the end of a season is the 1932 Boston Red Sox, who were a minus 349.
Oh, dear. All right, so the Oakland A's won't set that record.
They
have time. They do have time. Still have more than half the season to go. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. So again, they're bashing the ball, but super cool for them to have Grant Anderson, a rookie reliever, make his baseball debut and nearly grab some history of his own.
The most strikeouts in a relief outing for someone making their major league debut is 8. It's been done a few times, most recently by the Cubs is Hayden Wisniewski.
And this pitch is in there for a called third strike. Fastball at the knees, and that's strikeout number 7. Out number 8 is strikeout number 7. Are you hearing me?
He is one strikeout shy of tying that aforementioned Major League record.
And guess who he gets to face?
Miguel Cabrera.
Miguel Cabrera, who's having a good night.
It's amazing, you know, especially being, you know, just a few hours from the stadium. I can have, you know, family come and cheer me on, and it's just been a, you know, I'm just extremely blessed and very thankful and grateful for the opportunity. Obviously, I played with some of the guys in the minors, and it always helps seeing familiar faces when you show up. But, you know, everybody in the clubhouse has been really friendly, really welcoming, and, you know, I couldn't be more happy to be with these guys and play this game with those guys.
Grant Anderson, 7 strikeouts, 7 of 9 that he faced, actually, in making his Major League Baseball debut against the Detroit Tigers. So a really cool moment for him. And this is his hometown team. Grew up watching the Rangers, which is really neat. And Bruce Bochy raving about his young reliever.
I tell you, in all my years, I can't think of a better debut than what he did. One-run ball game, came in with the tying run on second base. He got 8 outs, I think, 7 strikeouts. Just so impressive. That kid had so much poise out there, and just he really gave us what we needed. I was so impressed with how he handled himself. So, big win for us.
You can kind of tell he was a little nervous on his warm-up pitches, and then we just kind of sat up right down the middle and just kind of told him that just throw it and see what happens, and then the rest is history from there.
So Jonah Heim had to kind of have a little powwow with him, but honestly, you talk about high level prospects in any sport, they get to the majors or they get to the pros more prepared than ever because it's all access. There's nothing hidden. These guys are discovered long before they ever break out or break in, I should say. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. We'll do a little more baseball as we head through the rest of the show. I need to stay away from the whale video because even though I can't hear it while I'm here in studio, I watch it and I'm still mesmerized. I'm captivated by it. I was thinking, though, if it were going to be fake, right? So if it were going to be fake, I think the part that would get to me is the fact that she's holding a phone the entire time, right? So did she see the whales? Maybe she saw them coming. Maybe they were far off. So she was filming at just the right time. Like, how often have you ever been in a situation where you're like, oh my gosh, I wish I had my phone to take a video. But you don't have it out. You don't have it ready. So do you think that she saw the whales maybe off in the distance and then pulled her phone out?
Yeah, I think she probably noticed something maybe. And, you know, she's in the board or kayak, whatever she's in.
That's not a kayak. You look at the front of it, it's not a kayak.
Whatever flotation device she's on, her phone wouldn't be far away. So she probably just pulled it out of a bag or whatever, a waterproof sack it was in, and just started rolling.
Huh.
I think. We have a few skeptics on our Twitter page who say this guy, oh, man, I don't even remember the name. It's just numbers and some letters.
Yeah, you just read it.
3-4, yeah. Huge volume of water displaced by whale motion should have tossed the board upside down or sideways.
Interesting, because I felt like, I mean, the whale did go underneath, but those surfboards / paddle boards are relatively stable. Plus, the whale was underneath enough that he got depth underneath the board and then came up the other side.
Yeah.
But he's saying that the board didn't move enough for there to be a huge whale next to it.
I don't think the whales, because it wasn't like
they weren't splashing
jumping
around,
yeah,
at that
splashing
point. He was just swimming.
It wasn't like I think only like a huge cruise ship's wake would tip over the paddle board.
I mean, a speedboat would. Yeah.
Yeah, if it was going fast enough, maybe. But like you said, they're pretty sturdy. I don't know.
The fact that she has a phone out and just happens to be recording at the perfect time, unless she saw them coming and pulled the phone out, I'm pretty impressed that she didn't drop the phone in the water. That's impressive. Maybe it was around her neck so she couldn't. Usually if I do take my phone out on a boat with me, I have it around my neck or I have it attached to me so it can't fall in. But that would be the only reason that I would think it might not be real. Jay's watching it again. So check out the whale video on our Twitter, A-Law Radio, our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. You all can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. It's an hour from now. And then in addition to that, we're asking you to rank your favorite sports months. I'm still actually going back and forth. Jay goes October, May, February. I'm still trying to decide on my third one. I've got my first two, trying to decide on my third. But here's the thing. The cardinal sin in radio, never, ever, ever, ever tell your listeners there's nothing going on. There's always something going on. And if there's nothing going on, why would we listen to your ass anyway? So don't tell your listeners nothing's going on. If you're good enough at your job, you don't need to tell people it's a slow day. Nah, you just talk about something else. There's always something going on in football. In fact, we'll have some QB news at the top of the hour. Straight ahead, Aaron Judge is at it again. And what else do I want to do? Aaron Judge at it again. And then, strange ending to the Atlanta-Oakland game while we're talking about the Athletics. They only score two runs, but they actually get a win, their second consecutive win over the NL East leading Braves. And Sloane Stephens making a few waves with some of her comments from the French Open. We'll see how much of that we can cram in before the top of the hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours.
It took CD Rates 15 years to get this good. It will only take 15 seconds to find the best rates for you. Visit CDValet.com to get the straight up rates, all compiled in one place. CD Valet, the straight up rates.
Podcast.
Swinging a fly ball, hit deep to left field. Pollock is moving back. He looks up. It is gone. A home run. Anthony Volpe coming through with two away. Slugs a three-run homer into the Mariner bullpen in left center field. And the Yankees have blown it open here against Logan Gilbert. They're ahead 6-0. Kyle Raleigh remaining in the game as the catcher. As Judge lifts this one deep to left field. Backing up on it is Pollock. He's near the warning track. He's at the wall. He leaps and it's gone! A home run! Aaron Judge, for the second night in a row, leaves the ballpark. That's three home runs in two games for the captain.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Aaron Judge is on a tear, and the Yankees keep winning. Number 18 for the reigning American League MVP. And the Yanks club 12 hits and score 10 runs when they are in Seattle. And while they started real slowly, partly because they had injuries, but honestly, every team has injuries, so it's not an excuse. It just seems like it happens with the Yankees over and over again. And one of those injuries was, in fact, Aaron Judge. Giancarlo Stanton, I mean, he's another guy who is frequently injured, so probably not a surprise, but still frustrating for the Yankees that they come out of the gate and the two guys that they most need in their lineup, or two of the guys they most need, I guess Judge is the centerpiece, they had to deal with injuries. And now they're starting to get healthy again, but they're still not completely whole. So Aaron Judge, he's the guy who's smoking it. In the number two spot, he's got his 18th home run, which leads the American League. And when they do get solid starts in their pitching, this is, once again, a team, maybe not a team that's going to at least in the first half of the year, start to induce whispers of most wins ever in the American League. If you recall last season, the way the Yankees played the first half, there was talk of them setting a new record for most wins in baseball history. But that's not likely to happen with this group. Maybe. I guess anything's possible still with as much time as there is left. But this is a very competitive American League East, which means you don't have cream puffs in your division. So they have to go through the Rays and the Orioles so often, plus the rival Red Sox. All five teams in the American League East, are above 500. Blue Jays and Red Sox are toward the bottom, but they're also above 500. And so that's another reason, in addition to the injuries and what seems like a revolving door for the Yankees roster, the Yankees lineup, is that they also have to go through the toughest division in baseball. And right now, they're 11 games above 500 and still five games back. But Judge is playing incredibly well. And honestly, more than watching him hit, I love to watch him patrol the fence in the outfield because of his length and his reach and his judgment. He's got incredible depth perception. He's an athlete who can move. You'd be surprised how fast he can go and how lithe he is when he's on the move. It's awesome to watch him play defense as much as it is to watch him at the dish. So the Yankees, they've won 4 in a row, 7 of their last 10, and right now on this West Coast swing.
He wasn't going to deal with me.
And Aaron Boone is back, actually. So Aaron Boone got suspended and fined because he's already been kicked out of 4 games this year. That's the Aaron Boone that we enjoy watching when he's animated. This guy, he's kind of boring, but yeah, the Yankees offense is producing runs.
It's a really good pitching staff over there, and to come in here and swing the bats the way we have the first two nights, really just it, kind of a carryover from how we've been swinging, I feel like, the last couple of weeks, but it's no small feat to throw up 10 more runs against that quality of pitching staff. So credit to these guys.
See what
they're,
I mean?
They're focused, they're
kind of
working, they're communicating well and convicted in their plans right now, and it's showing itself.
Okay. I like it better when he's
right in front of us.
When he's getting kicked out or he's pounding the table in press conferences. All right, we're inside of an hour before we get to Ask Amy Anything. So you all better send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page. Love the variety of answers we're getting to when we ask you to rank your favorite sports months. So sports months on the calendar, what are your top three? Jay's going with October, May, February. See, this is tough for me. I know my top two. I do not know my third one. I'm still working on my third one. And I'm wondering if potentially my love of a particular holiday is coloring my decision. My love of a particular holiday is causing me to discriminate against other months. But I love it. And so I'm not sure. I can't give you a complete answer until I've fully thought it out. So I'm chewing over it. I do have my first 2 months, but not my third one. But you can send yours, as I say, on Twitter or Facebook. Would you like to hear a question that I accidentally discovered? I accidentally discovered it, Jay. I swear I was not. Well, I mean, I was looking, but I was looking at the post in which on Facebook where we talk about. I guess I was cheating. It's the Ask Amy
snooping?
Post. Yeah, I was kind of snooping. It's the Ask Amy post. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Okay. 21 minutes ago. Like, do you remember what we just talked about last segment? Any recollections of what we just talked about last segment? You cheater. I see you looking. Don't worry.
At what?
It's okay that you're not listening. You write it down every segment. Jay has a note. He takes notes on the computer in there, so I know you're looking to see what I talked about last segment. Go ahead.
The Texas Rangers.
Right. Uh-huh. So Brad on our Facebook page would like you to ask this question of me during Ask Amy Anything. Why do you never mention the hottest team in the AL West, the Texas Rangers?
Yeah.
Oh, the one that we just spent 7 minutes talking about? Maybe post less, listen more.
He must have posted that and like was tuned in and then like tuned out and tuned right back in second we stopped.
I don't think he was tuned in. I think he was just being an ass. And this is what happens. People post on our social media without being informed. But you know, social media, truth is optional.
Irrelevant.
There's no accountability if you can be anonymous, which a lot of people can be.
But the whale video is real.
But the whale video, well, Jay thinks it's real. I have watched it so many times, I'm convinced it's real as well. We're asking you to check it out and then send your questions for Ask Amy, which is next hour here on CBS Sports Radio.
It took CD Rates 15 years to get this good. It will only take 15 seconds to find the best rates for you. Visit CDValet.com to get the straight up rates all compiled in one place. CD Valet, the straight up rates.